What a terrible thing for a man to believe. Since when is dishonesty a group characteristic?
Now look here!
Listen, we have a job to do. Let's do it. Now perhaps the gentleman down there who's disagreeing with us could let us know what you're thinking, and we might be able to show him where you're mixed up.
Well, it seems to me that it's up to the group of us to convince this gentleman that he is wrong, and we are right. Maybe if we each of us talk for a couple of minutes just to, well, just a quick idea.
No, that's a good one. Suppose we go once around the table. I guess you're the first.
Well, it's hard to put into words. I just think he's guilty. I mean, nobody proved otherwise.
Nobody has to prove otherwise. Innocent until proven guilty. The burden of proof is on the prosecution. The defendant doesn't have to open his mouth.
Sure, I know that. What I mean was, I just think he's guilty. I mean, somebody saw him do it.
Okay, here's what I think. And I have no personal feelings about this. I just want to talk about facts. Number one, the old man who lives downstairs under the room where the killing took place. At 12:10, he heard a loud noise. He said it sounded like a fight. Then he heard the kid yell out, "I'm going to kill you!" A second later, he heard the body hit the floor.